The Biden administration has said recently that it's considering new protections for the greater sage grouse. These are birds found in the western part of the country, known for their spectacular courtship dances. Sagebrush habitats are in peril from fires, mining, and oil and gas drilling. But as H2O Radio's Franny Halperin reports, the greater sage grouse is getting some help from unexpected allies, incarcerated men and women.
On a windy day, Gina Klingerman and I are walking across a snow-dusted hillside in southern Wyoming.
I mean, this is a national treasure that people don't realize is here.
Klingerman is an archaeologist for the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM. She says this landscape is called Sagebrush Steppe, and it's where a wildland fire scorched 14,000 acres last year.
These were probably 150-year-old sagebrush, dead, gone, forever.
Current estimates are that nearly half of sagebrush habitat is gone because of human activities, and increasingly from fires, like at this charred site about 100 miles north of the Colorado-Wyoming border.
It is at risk. It is being destroyed piece by piece. You know, oh, we're going to bulldoze this for a little road into this place, or, oh, we have another oil and gas well here, that's 5 acres there, or, you know, we have this little mining claim, that's 2 acres here. Well, that starts to add up over time.
That's a devastating loss for pronghorn, elk, and other wildlife, including the greater sage grouse, a quirky chicken-sized bird whose populations have declined by 80% in the past 50 years. The sage grouse relies on sagebrush for food and shelter, so the BLM has been trying to restore their habitats. Klingerman says just scattering seeds on the ground doesn't work to establish the plants, so they've been trying something else. She shows me little yellow cages about a foot tall, protecting hand-planted seedlings. It's arduous and time-consuming work, but they got help from a surprising source.
My name is Levi George, and I am at the Wyoming State Honor Farm.
The Wyoming Honor Farm is a minimum security prison in Riverton, Wyoming, a couple of hours north of here. Through a program called the Sagebrush in Prisons Project, inmates like Levi are helping the BLM by raising sagebrush from seed.
Yeah, we start from the beginning. We mix the dirt and the soil, make sure the pH levels are where they need to be. And then we do the seedlings, and then throughout the year, we water and fertilize them. It was very therapeutic, and it's nice to see something grow from nothing. So being able to nurture them and watch them grow, to me, was very soothing.
The plants the inmates grew in 6 months that are going into the burn area are now about 3 inches tall. If they had been grown from seeds in the wild, it would have taken 5 years to get to the same height. The idea is to give sagebrush restoration a jump start and offer inmates a fresh start.
At the end of the program, we give every participant a certificate. It talks about the skills that they've acquired.
That's Stacy Moore with the Institute for Applied Ecology. The nonprofit created the Sagebrush in Prisons program in partnership with the BLM and now work in 11 prisons, including ones in Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, and California.
We feel it's enriching the inmates' lives, that we're giving them education skills, horticulture skills, certificates, helping them with pro-social behaviors. And we find more inmates are wanting to do the program than there are openings.
The experience convinced Levi, who was recently released to a halfway house, to apply to work for the BLM.
I plan on still continuing to work with them and try to help other people that's been in my situation when they get out to have somewhere to start from, because it's hard for felons to get, you know, employment sometimes.
With the Sagebrush Project, prisons are reporting less violence, and studies show programs like these are reducing recidivism. Inmates say giving back to the community means a lot.
It's just knowing that you had a part of something that you're giving life to that's going to hopefully sustain other life forms. It's a big deal.
It's certainly a big deal for the greater sage grouse that might see their numbers grow here thanks to the inmates who themselves are planting seeds for their own future. For Here and Now, I'm Franny Halperin.